Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is our guest. She is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, also a columnist for Real Clear Markets and other publications. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about the Fed. And Diana, I want to ask you, now that Larry Summers has taken his hat out of the, his name out of the hat, so to speak, we've got Yellen, who was former vice chair of the Fed, and also a former president of the San Francisco Fed Bank, as I remember. She's one of the top candidates, but there are others, aren't there?
Right. There's also, she's the top candidate, and there's some dark horse candidates, such as, excuse me, Donald Cohen, Roger Ferguson, former vice chair of the Fed, who would be the first African-American Fed chair. There is Tim Geithner, former Treasury Secretary. You know, President Obama likes to nominate these first. So my guess is he would go for Janet Yellen or Roger Ferguson. Then he could say he nominated the first woman Fed chair or the first African-American Fed chair.
Right. Yeah, he's gonna lurch toward political correctness if he can. And but that doesn't mean that they're not the most qualified people. But what do you think about those two candidates?
Janet Yellen has the reputation of going for easy money. In other words, she would be less in favor of tapering off the Fed's bond purchases. That's what people say about her. And you know, the big question before the Fed is whether to taper or not to taper, and how to dial back on all the monetary expansion they've been doing. They've been pumping out all this money. They've been buying $85 billion a month of mortgage-backed securities and treasury bills. How are they going to resume a more even keel, or are we at the new normal? So that's the big question before the Fed. When are they going to declare victory and actually stop stimulating the economy?
Well, and the thing is, again, I'm going to come back to what I said in the previous segment, and that is that the Fed's behavior is affecting Wall Street in a positive way, but I think in an artificial way. But Diana, it's not the Fed's behavior, their policies are not helping Main Street. And isn't that what their primary job is?
Well, their primary job, the Fed's policy's primary job should be to be keeping an even money supply, an even growth of the currency, a stable currency. It's up to Congress to have policies that help the economy grow as well in other ways, in the fiscal way, in terms of government spending.
But part of the Fed's assignment, Diana, is also employment.
Yeah, it has a dual mandate, and the other part of the Fed's assignment is employment. But that's really mistaken because the two assignments contradict. In other words, so what the Fed is saying now is it's going to go pumping out money until the unemployment rate falls to 6.5. But many people think that by pumping out the money, keeping a low currency, this is preventing the economy from recovering. So in a sense, there's a problem with the dual mandate. The major problem that we haven't discussed is that the executive branch and Congress have been absent without leave. They have increased regulation. They've passed these absurd laws such as Obamacare and Dodd-Frank.
Right.
And then they're leaving the Fed to say, okay, you bail us out. Well, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. We need Congress to pass a budget, to resume its normal functions, to take a strong stand on burdensome regulation. We need the EPA to stop threatening to close down our entire coal-fired electricity generating sector. I mean, what these people are talking about is absurd, damaging to the economy, and then they say, okay, it's up to the Fed to bail us out.
Well, and there are a number of other structural issues that will prevent the Fed from getting that are preventing the unemployment from getting down to that low a level to below 7% that the Fed has very little control over, and so they may be printing money forever and never achieve that. So I agree with you, Diana. You and I are in complete simpatico when it comes to what we need to do to fix this. Diana, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, great to be with you. Thanks so much, Jim. Have a great day.
See you next time. Diana Frischkot Roth, ladies and gentlemen, with the Senior Fellow with the Manhattan Institute and a great columnist for Real Clear Markets. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.